and you put into that oil something that gives a scent to the oil, gives a fragrance to the oil, but then you took out the source, in other words, the cloves or whatever it is, so this the oil still has a fragrant smell to it. So what broch do you make on that oil? So the Machaber said is machlokes. One opinion is, like we saw before, by a fragrant oil, which itself is a fragrant oil, that is Baruch Hashem and Arev. Hashem created a delectable oil. The other opinion, the second opinion, is you don't make any bracha. Why? Because there's no ikar, there's no source for the smell. The source for the smell was taken out, was sifted out, was strained out. So therefore, the second opinion is you don't make any bracha on that fragrant smell. Now that has very big ramifications for us. If there's no, so like hypothetically you a spray, now we're not talking about bathroom freshener, but let's say you have some, a spray that has a pleasant smell and you shoot it, now it's detached from its original source, so you wouldn't make a bracha on that. Because there's nothing really there, just a smell.
Would that apply to perfumes and colognes?
We'll get to that. We'll see. That's a different. So how lucky we mentioned about that. Okay. So, anyways, so we did that yesterday. So the Mishnah Berura brings down a very. So again, we discussed what do you do with the bracha. What happens if you have something else to make a bracha on the Sanim on? But then there's a Mishnah Berura that says that you have to be careful on Yom Kippur. When they would take a smelly things, he gives a name for it, I don't know what it is, and they used to smell it. So he said, so you don't make a bracha on that. You don't make a bracha on that. So I remember when I was a little boy, the men in the shul used to have not snuff or anything like that. They had like smelling salts. And I remember one time one of the older men, wonderful men in those days, Mr. Schneerman, Mr. Bruckner, wonderful people. And so he gave me some, and like I almost keeled over. Like, you know, so they say that the shot in this Mishnah Berura is a very interesting idea. And that is, the reason is, so again, the question is why brings down the Piskei Tshuvos brings down from the Shulchan HaTohar, that the idea here is because those things that they used to smell in Yom Kippur, they didn't smell good. They smelled strong. Difference. There's a difference between the two. The brachas we make is over something fragrant. That stuff was strong. Now, again, I know you know that I'm really not a good source for determining strong. You know how much I like schnapps, right? And all the, I detest those things. So, you know, like anything strong, I really, sweet is a different story. But I think everyone would agree, it didn't really smell good, at least to me. I don't, Mr. Cohen, you want to take a vote here? But Mr. Magadol, it was like strong. You used to like, whoa, right? So if you felt like a little schwach on Yom Kippur, you know, like it would revive you? I don't know. But I guess to them, maybe it did. But so that could be the reason why the Mishnah Berura says you wouldn't make a bracha on it. You wouldn't make a bracha on it because it's strong, as opposed to fragrant. Difference.
Dr. Fox, on the other side of town, does pass around the Sanim and Yom Kippur, so that people can say bracha.
Right, that's another thing. That's brought down halacha because you need to make 100 brachas. Right, but in other words, that's different if you pass around like what we call Besamim.
Right.
Besamim smells good. Besamim smells good. Other things smell good. These things, I remember what it was. Yeah, on a good day. So, yeah. Now, the other thing I want to mention is there's a Ber Hetev. If you look on the Ber Hetev, Yud Gimel, so the Machaber once again said, brought down the second opinion. The second opinion, so you don't make a bracha on this oil at all because the source of the fragrant smell is not there. So look at that Ber Hetev, Yud Gimel. It's the first line in the Ber Hetev. So the Ber Hetev says it was a Mahai Taima. For this reason, Ima Varkam ala Tabak. Tobacco. We make a bracha on tobacco. So here he's talking about, you know, that it's more like shmektavik. In other words, like what Scott has. In other words, you put in your nose. It's not like tobacco. You know, like cigarettes or cigars. So he says you won't make a bracha on that either. And I think we mentioned before the Marsham also discusses this. So the Piskei Teshuvos also brings down the same idea. Again, that. And it's based on the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, now again, this is snuff, what we call snuff, as opposed to cigars or cigarettes, especially cigarettes. So he brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, saw that Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you wouldn't make a bracha over a cigarette. Somebody smokes, again, leaving aside the whole health thing. Because, again, it would be the same thing as what we mentioned before by the Yom Kippur smelling salts. It doesn't, people smoke it for, we know, a variety of reasons. It's not taste.
What if they like the smell?
So he says, even then, it's not, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's bitter. So maybe you get used to bitter, right? But that's not where Chazal instituted a bracha on that. So that's what we see from Teis Halacha. So again, when you smell something, again, if it's a Yom Kippur, the old-fashioned Yom Kippur type of thing, so you wouldn't make a bracha on that. Not pleasant, it's strong. So maybe you want strong, okay? That's a different story. There's no bracha on that. And then again, whether it's snuff, or it's cigarettes, or cigars, and he brings down like what you're talking about, somebody gets used to it, they like it, still there's no bracha on that. Okay? Good. We'll stop here for today.